tonight on IFAF.
Idaho Falls and Freezing.
What kind of government technology lurks 200 feet below the surface of Lake Ponderay, Idaho?
I can't imagine a single woman opening her front-facing camera and being like, that's a good angle to take a picture from. I'm going to snap a couple.
Hey, Hallmark Channel Christmas movie. If you do another one based in Idaho Falls, you got to have this in it.
What good training for moderating a Facebook group? Because I guarantee you probably haven't seen anything as bad as you did in that job.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
It winds all the way from Ashton to Preston, sweatpants or suits, whatever you're dressed in, hop in your ride and get your kicks off. IFAF 76. Rolling down the road with Mike and Carly. Infotainment delivered bizarrely. Up our sleeves a couple of tricks. Here on episode 76. Well, the wine hole's watching on their favorite app. They hit the IFAF and give it a tap. Cool cats, sly dogs, groovy dudes and chicks. All digging episode 76.
Wait for it. Yeah. Welcome back and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers, momofukus, fuddruckers.
And all our good buddies.
Spunkmeyers. Click like, subscribe, comment, rate, whatever you feel like doing on your favorite platform to let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, opinion, bad jokes, and dad jokes. On tonight's episode... Ooh, we're going to be on another podcast tomorrow. We'll tell you where you can find that.
Always exciting.
The Life in Idaho Falls Facebook group was lit a week or so ago. And we'll have the mayor's entire State of the City address that took over an hour to deliver to you in less than 15 minutes. Plus, does Idaho have its own watery Area 51?
Water aliens.
It's so cold.
Poor Rango, when I took him outside, he was so cold that he kept trying to pick up his paws to the point where he, like, couldn't walk properly. I had to scoop him up and take him inside because I could tell his paws hurt to be out there.
Sub-zero lows overnight for the next couple of nights. Today,
awful.
Monday, Inauguration Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the coldest day of the entire winter so far.
But it's January for you.
Carl, it's so cold.
It's how cold is it?
I'm glad you asked. It's this cold. Look at this maniac. He looks like some Norse or Scandinavian long-haired dude.
Right.
Out in the cold, dips his hair in water, lies on a table so his head's, you know, his hair's upside down. Here he is, seeing it on the camera. So now it's sticking straight up.
You know what he does look like? He looks like a troll doll.
Yeah.
Like the OG ones.
When you going on the world tour, bro. That can't be good for your hair, can it?
I mean, it's just water.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not a big deal for
the
hair.
Oh, he's touching it.
Yeah, but it's got to be cold. Although, I mean, ice baths are supposed to be good for you. So maybe it's actually kind of a, you know, beauty technique.
I guess.
If his hair is extra shiny afterward, we'll know why.
Okay. I wonder how long he was on the table for.
I kind of wondered that too. My guess is probably like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Have you seen the videos of the guys in Antarctica taking, you know, getting a t-shirt wet in the station, taking it outside in the wind, and then bringing it back in and just setting it on the table?
Yeah, basically a little ice sculpture.
I wonder if the famous Idaho winter 2-week cold snap is back.
Oh, it's got to be.
Because we haven't had, we certainly didn't have it last winter, maybe a little bit the winter before, but we haven't had it for the past couple winters. And people who are just moving here or thinking about moving here, just so you know, we sometimes do have a week, 10 days, 2 weeks.
It gets cold.
Of sub-zero temperatures. I think, and I've lived here on and off since the 80s, I think the coldest it's ever been in my recorded memory is minus 40.
Minus 40. I mean, that's still pretty stinking cold, though.
At some point, if it does get worse, noobs, at some point, diesel, like, doesn't freeze, but it won't run.
Doesn't work right.
Through the engine. And a lot of the school buses are diesel, and that's when they call off school. I think that's around 20 below, isn't it?
That makes sense. Okay. Well, and long before that, any Tesla car will break down because the batteries can't handle how cold it is. So,
yeah. Why do we live where the air hurts our face? Let's just show you the memes, right? There's the, you've seen these. The huntsman spider, the alligator, the snake. So, gentle reminder, this is why we live where the air hurts our face.
Yeah, much better than an alligator hurting your face.
Right.
Probably, well, probably a little less deadly. A little the less cold can be pretty bad too, but.
Painful.
Yeah.
So, this show is delivered to you on a Monday morning. We're recording it on a Saturday night because it does take some time to edit and turn around and publish. So, we should call this night TikTok Bye Bye Eve.
Possibly. I mean, we don't necessarily know if it's going to go bye-bye, so it's
right.
It's kind of like we're living in like Schrodinger's TikTok.
At this very moment, yes.
Yeah.
Maybe by the time the show is over, it'll be midnight.
There we go.
And we'll be able to check.
Yeah.
But we just don't know. Last I heard was Biden isn't going to enforce the fine that TikTok faces if they don't shut it down in the U.S., which would be in the hundreds of billions of dollars, like $5,000 per user or something.
Okay, wait, but what would happen with that money is my question. Because, I mean,
Schrodinger's fine.
Well, and also, like, if we got that money and we could use it for something really cool, like a water slide across the U.S.
Yeah.
Wouldn't really work for Idaho.
So the Biden plan is basically to pass it off to Trump. We'll see what Trump does.
Okay, fair enough.
He's been known for being tough on China.
Yeah.
Regardless, there are alternatives that people are already flocking to.
Sounds about right.
Here's one of my favorite reporters from The Daily Show, Desi Leidick.
I'll be moving over to RedNote. It's a Chinese app just like TikTok. I'll be posting all of my TikTok style videos over there. I'll also be posting my Get Ready With Me content on Nebula. Follow me on Lemonade, where I'll be posting cap cuts with Pixar filter. Download PixelFed and follow me for stitches, duets, and of course, 2.5 DAR collabs with smart proxy influencers. PixelFed is dead. I'm over at Flashes now, double basting carousel iMovies at 1.8. Over at Tugboat, I'll be docu-scanning Yassified auto signatures for my W-2s over the last 6 years as part of my Freelancer Die series. For earnest content and professional advice, I'll be posting 60-second semi-live bi-daily macro clips on Dixa. When you search that in the App Store, the S is the dollar sign. Follow me on Mousepad. Follow me on Q44 Select Bus Service. Follow me on Bloomberg News.
Okay, there's more.
Right, but we kind of get it.
Talk about the beating a dead horse joke.
Right.
Well played.
So, the one good thing that could come out of this is that this week you might have to update one less platform when our show launches.
Right.
But it could mean that you have to, you know, update 10 other apps every week after that.
Right. That's a good point. And I might know a guy with a VPN who might be able to get our content on TikTok still.
Sure.
I don't know. But
guess we'll see.
What scares me is the kids who don't know enough about communism are flocking to RedNote as sort of a f*** you to the United States government when they don't realize. Kids, Google Uyghur Muslims, if you can even spell it. Google what communists do to people in their country that aren't free. That's scary to me.
I get that.
It's as political as I'm going to get on today. Inauguration Day. All right, I really stepped on my own self last week, Carly.
Oh, did you?
We were talking about Valentine's Day candy and the heart-shaped box, and I went into the Nirvana riff that was not heart-shaped box. It was Come As You Are.
Oh, you idiot.
Come As You Are.
I knew that sounded wrong. Okay, yeah.
Heart-shaped boxes. Oh, now I don't have it. Well, I'm trying to think of the opening riff, which is
right, which really I should have memorized from all of the times I played it on Rock Band.
Yeah,
but I suck, so I didn't.
We both suck. I suck more.
Well, and at least I know the chorus. That's something. That's more than some folks can say.
Yeah. We talked last week about how Idaho, we're straight into the comments and follow-ups here. Mm-hmm. Idaho is the only Western state without a national park, and people absolutely lost their shit.
Yeah.
And I learned a really important lesson, Carl. I think from now on, I'm just not going to comment, period.
I don't blame you, especially because it seems like it went a little sideways for no good reason.
Right.
There, based on what I saw.
There were people, you have to understand there are 63 parks with the national park designation put there by the National Park, or managed by the National Park Service, which is an agency of the Department of Interior. Mm-hmm. Then there are 370 other parks. I don't even want to say parks. Ah, see, you got me.
Oh, you're so mad. I love it.
There are 370 things other than national parks, like monuments, reserves, geological trails.
Okay, fair.
Stuff like that.
Right.
And people wanted to argue that those 370 were also part of, well, because they're managed by the National Park System. Even some sure. dude who works for the National Park Service, who in his bio makes the same distinction. At that point, I realized, dude, you were just giving a shit. But what's weird is when we encounter intelligent or experienced individuals on the internet, typically they will get upset because we're not being semantic and pedantic enough for them.
Right.
This time around, they were like, oh, it's all up. Well, if they're all parks, then the park down the street where I taught my kid to ride his bike should also count.
Right, right.
They're not all the same.
I thought it was really funny when people were saying, like, what about this national monument? That, my friend, is a national monument, not a national park.
It's got one of the two words in national park.
Yeah.
What about a national reserve? Again, one of the two. What about island park? Again, one of the two words. You need both
right.
in order for it to be a national park. What's yeah. island park? Island park is the name of a city
yeah.
with the word park in it.
Oh, you got mad over this. I don't blame you because it's so frustrating dealing with people who just want to disagree for no good reason.
Well, and that's what I realized is these people are just putting me on.
Yeah.
At this, I thought I had learned to live with it.
Sure, sure.
I've been dealing with internet trolls since Netscape in 1994. Well, damn it.
And it's a little different when you know you're right. You know?
Right. We wouldn't have done the bit if we hadn't been fascinated by it, both of us. Oh, and one person was like, really? She's surprised even though she's grown up in Idaho?
Yeah, I can learn new things.
Yeah, I commented, yeah, because everybody knows everything about the state that they live in.
Right. Yeah, I thought for sure we had a national park. I didn't really think that much. First off, I'm not an outdoorsy person. I don't think about national parks basically ever because I don't really care about them. I think they're important and stuff, but I'm not, like, I don't want to plan a road trip to go to all of them or anything like that.
And there were some dudes whose bios were like, yeah, I've visited 50 out of 63 national parks.
Right.
And good on ya, and great. And I even get, when I renew my driver's license, mm-hmm. I get the national park pass too.
Oh, good for you.
Just in case.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But yeah, no, I don't really think that much about them, so I didn't know anything about Idaho's.
It's not your thing, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Another follow-up / promo.
Okay.
We played a little bit of the clip that Mosey from the Heart Events posted about his frustration with the city of Idaho Falls.
Right.
And how he's trying to get the building up to code. One thing I'm not sure we mentioned is it's the same building as the Buzz Factory, which was essentially doing the same thing, right?
Right. That's why I didn't get it.
Anyway, our buddy, Roddy, at Roddy TV over on YouTube, link in post, had an interview with him, did a YouTube live video with him.
Yeah.
Where Mosey really went into that. So if you want more on that, it's over there. Again, link in this post. And in the same breath, I'll mention that we mentioned a little bit of this last week, our show with on Roddy TV
right.
will come out tomorrow, link in post as well. That was fun, wasn't it?
That was really fun. It was nice getting to meet Maddie Danger in person.
Here's the photo op.
We've only talked about her how many times now?
There's Maddie. There's Maria from Aguas Maria, where we recorded. Mm-hmm. There's Roddy, Carly, and me. It was a fun time. Oh, and Maria from Aguas Maria has a podcast that Roddy produces. It's called It Begins With Us. You can find it on YouTube and your favorite podcast app. It's about domestic violence.
Right.
And I had no idea going into that, but she sort of revealed something in the show that,
yeah,
right?
She's had quite a few really difficult experiences, and it seems like she is probably one of the best people to talk about something like that.
Yeah. So look into Maria's podcast. It Begins With Us. Another link in this post. And the 1614 Revival Foundation. Mm-hmm. And Roddy, thanks for having us on.
That was fun.
It was a bliggity blast.
I'd consider doing it again if you would.
Last week, we talked about one-click cancel. And we talked about capitalism and how I'm a big fan. But late stage capitalism, where they screw the consumer, United Healthcare, to benefit the shareholders,
right?
To the point of health and life.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not a fan of that.
Well, and to the point of not even actually offering the service that people are paying for,
right?
Which is what pisses me off the most.
What was the news article I saw last week? They may have been charging up to 1,000 times more for certain medication.
Yeah.
So I was buoyed last week when they finally banned red dye number 3.
Oh, wow. About time.
because it causes cancer in lab rats. I'm old enough to remember when they banned red dye number 2 in the 70s. Mm-hmm. But now we still haven't banned red dye 40 yet.
Right.
Which is
what's in most stuff, right?
It's in a lot of stuff, too.
Well, most red dyed stuff.
Well, and I think red dye is number 3 is in candy corn, and it's still going to be, they've got 3 years to make it happen, I think.
Okay.
So,
man, and you like candy corn too, so you need to be careful.
Uh-huh. It's a good thing I'm not a lab rat.
Right.
No, but I thought this is great that we're at least putting, you know, in the cap on insulin. We are making some moves in the right direction.
Right, right.
You know, I think one other thing we need to jump on as a, society is get rid of service fees for paying my bill.
Yes. Why am I paying you to pay you?
Yeah.
So dumb.
Can we get that done?
That makes me so mad. Well, and especially nowadays where everything is digital anyway.
Yeah.
And that's just the expected form of payment. Like if you walk into a business and they don't take card, there are so many people who are going to be like, well, I guess I can't shop here then.
Guess you ain't getting paid.
Even just a couple of years ago. Well, a few more than a couple. But when I was working retail, I remember there was one day our register just stopped working right. We couldn't connect to the internet and therefore we couldn't take any cards.
I remember that day.
Yeah, it was a horrible day. Uh-huh. And we put up signs everywhere in the store. And every time someone came in, we let them know, hey, just so you know, we are cash only today. There's an ATM over here. You know, we're so sorry. Our stuff isn't working. And we lost a ton of sales that day because people didn't want to be bothered to go to an ATM. And I don't blame them because it's stupid. Yeah. And you have to pay a fee to get your own money out, which mm-hmm. is dumb too. But yeah, like there were just so many reasons why people did not shop there because of that. And I don't blame them because I'm the same way. I don't carry cash. You're one of the very few people I know that actually make sure that he has cash on him.
Yeah, I like to carry, I like 2 20s to rub together.
Right, which is smart to do.
I've got a little stash in my car. Mm-hmm. You know, it used to be a $20 stash.
Right.
Then it was a $40, now it's a $60 stash. Mm-hmm. And that's gotten me out of a few jams, and I'll tell you when it's gotten me out of a few jams. In the spring and the fall, when I forget that I, usually in the mm-hmm. summer, for 6 months out of the year-ish,
right.
I carry my wallet in my pocket like mm-hmm. a person.
Right.
But then in the spring and the fall when I'm just learning to sometimes put on jackets.
Right, right.
That's when I sometimes leave my wallet in my jacket and mm-hmm. then I leave the house on a nice day.
Yep.
And I forget my wallet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's a really good litmus test to see if you have an honest mechanic.
Right. I've had one place in town steal that $60.
Really?
It's been to multiple hotels with valets, multiple car washes mm-hmm. where it was out of my hands for an hour, hour and a half, getting detailed.
Wow. Okay.
You know, multiple mechanics mm-hmm. and tire stations, but there was one place in town that money disappeared. And I'm not going to say who it is, but if you want to DM me, I probably would. One more follow-up. The LA fires are shaping up to be some of the most destructive and expensive in the country's history. Total damage, last I saw, this mm-hmm. could increase, and loss estimates between $250 and $275 billion.
See, maybe they do need to enforce that TikTok fine then just to help pay for that.
Yeah, right? You know they're going to get a lot of federal assistance, I hope.
I would hope so.
24 people killed, 40,588 acres burned, 12,300 structures destroyed. And I want to mention this. One cause of the LA fires could have been electrical lines touching trees. So what does this mean to us here in Idaho? When you see the utility companies cutting trees away from the electrical lines and power lines this summer, don't be sad, because it sure beats the alternative.
Right. Man, and okay, so I keep having videos of people being reunited with their animals on my feed. I've seen a guy with his dogs, and I've seen some sheep and stuff. And every single time, it makes me tear up, and I have to like swipe, because otherwise I'm going to have a horrible day thinking about that. So I'm so happy that those few people did get their pets back, and it just devastates me thinking of the people who didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a little misty-eyed. I'm sorry.
Okay. Good news? First and Hit is open!
Which is so much nicer. I actually just went over it today.
Temporarily.
I went over that little bridge today, and now it's got a nice little hill, which is fun.
Ammon Mayor Sean Colletti defended the bump, saying, hey, look, guys, we're going to bring the road up to meet that bump. But for now, I got to tell you, I'm not complaining. It's kind of fun.
I think it's kind of fun.
If you hit it at speed, it gives you a funny feeling in your tummy. It's like a little mini trip to Lagoon.
Yeah. Well, and it's just such a relief to finally have that intersection open.
So that intersection is open now. 17th and Hit is closed.
Right.
And will be for, I imagine, just as long. What's that? 3 months?
That's going to be so awful to deal with.
Open 17th back up and then go back to First and Hit and level that out a bit.
I don't know
how. That's the plan.
Honestly, I'm on 17th basically every single day. I don't know how I'm going to get away without using it.
You got to drive a full country mile to First or Sunnyside.
That just sucks.
That does suck. And maybe do it before Hit.
Yeah, right.
Because can you imagine how busy Hit's going to be?
It's going to be the worst. It's going
to
be the worst.
Kind of cool. Denny's is coming back. I wonder if it's because Sherry's closed.
I kind of wondered that too. And can I just say, I told you this was going to happen months ago.
Yes, Carly was right. And here it is on the job boards. In fact, on Denny's website, manager, cook, host, wait staff, they're hiring for all of the above.
I do think it's kind of interesting that they've had that manager position open for so long, because I saw that a couple of months back. And I just
pulled this screenshot this weekend.
Right. I'm a little shocked that that's still up there.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that when I saw it, I certainly passed it over, because that seemed like a very difficult job that I wouldn't want to do.
I'm sure there's someone in town who would totally manage a Denny's.
Oh, probably. Well, and it's got good pay.
You know, I've often thought about doing the American Beauty thing.
Right.
And just working the drive-through window at a fast food restaurant.
Uh-huh.
You know, just to have all the stress of my life taken away. You know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've also worked in food before.
Right.
When I was a little kid, just starting out, bussing tables.
Yes.
And it was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's hard.
One time at Christmas, an old lady gave me $20 for showing her where the bathroom was.
Oh, that's nice. She probably made your day.
Yeah, she did.
It's probably because you were such a cute kid, too.
That's when $20 meant something.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like tipping a 50.
Meta has announced, so that's Facebook and Instagram, they're no longer going to fact check.
Yeah, I've been seeing lots of memes about that.
Does this have anything to do with who's being sworn into office today? So fact checking came along, I'm pretty sure, when Trump, who is known to make outrageous and unfounded claims, made some outrageous and unfounded claims, and people wanted to say, hey, hang on a minute, let's fact check.
Yeah. Well, and it was definitely during the Rona times, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wasn't a fan, and here's why. We've already given up so much post-9/11. So many freedoms in exchange for the feeling of security. Don't you people know, and I'm back on my book banning bullshit again, don't you people know what happens when we start to censor things?
Sure.
First they censor them, then they censor you.
Yeah.
That's how it works. So I'm kind of glad to see this backed off, even though I know people that hate Trump are bitching and moaning. But it's instead they're going to do sort of community style. Like, okay, when Jimmy Carter died, somebody posted, is Jimmy Carter dead? Mm-hmm. And somebody else posted no.
Right.
And then the community has added this interesting piece of feedback. Yes. When he died.
Right.
So it's sort of going to be, it's sort of your job now as a member of the social media community to throw something in that may temper the post that you see if it's total bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, I will say I do think that there are a couple of reasons why I'm a little sad to see it go. The number one being that whether or not you agree with what's being said, even just having that little blurb underneath saying like, hey, here's a little factoid, like here's a little fact checker thing, that at least sort of will indicate to some folks that, hey, maybe there's a little more here than I originally thought.
Right. There's more to the story. Something is sus.
Right, right.
But are they doing it with the I grew up in Idaho quilt lady?
I know, right.
And the I grew up in all of the other 50 states that you may know about if you've listened to our past couple of shows.
Well, and that's the thing. I do definitely think that they needed to be a little bit more, you know, fair across the board.
Yeah.
And there are topics that are more important than whether or not this quilt was actually made by her autistic son or whatever.
Well, but are you trying to protect us from lies or aren't you?
Well,
to me, the principle is the same.
Sure, sure. I guess it's the matter of a white lie versus a not so white lie.
I mean, if I find out that it wasn't your autistic son and your sob story, and that's the reason I bought the quilt, and then I find out you're lying and doing it on 50 other state pages. Sure.
Yeah, you're at the 100.
Is that really a white lie? I don't know.
No, I get it.
This honestly sounds like a stimulating discussion that we could go back and forth on. I call that a several cases of beer conversation.
That's fair. That's fair. But yeah, there's that. And then also, I think that there tends to be some lack of media literacy within quite a few folks. And so even just having that at least is a little red flag where they're like, oh, wait, maybe this isn't totally true.
Absolutely. Agreed. I think like did I hear Finland is doing this? They're teaching their kids, you know, the power of discernment and how to discriminate when it comes to fake news.
Yeah.
But you're right. Even the national park conversation we had this week, like people couldn't get it.
And how
both
nice,
ways.
And how nice would it be if there was a little fact checker underneath that said something like 1% of Yellowstone National Park is located in Idaho.
But that doesn't really make it Idaho's when 99% of it is located in two other states, does it?
Right. Or there are no other national parks in Idaho but that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Looking for a new restaurant for dinner? Feed the whole family at Red's Grill. Red's Grill is a delicious and affordable dinner hotspot.
Enjoy over 20 different gourmet burgers with tasty fries, fresh salads, sandwiches, and more. Like the Viking Burger, super stacked so high they have to spear it with a steak knife.
Feed the whole family affordably at Red's Grill, inside the Shiloh Inn, Idaho Falls. Mention IFAF to get 20% off your entire meal. Alcohol not included, you saucy minx.
Ladies, go thrifting for the new year at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale. Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry. Knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags, and now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet. Find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike helps Idaho, and when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
Looking to sell your home in 2025? Make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Link in post.
Do you want locally raised beef to feed your family through the winter? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound butcher boxes with steaks, roasts, and ground beef.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Proud to donate $500 to the Snake River Animal Shelter for every Spud Kings home game hat trick.
Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers, use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with unique homegrown hometown tea from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower. Our famous potato sack design and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out Teton T-shirts. These exclusive designs are not available in gift shops.
So head to TetonT-shirts.com, link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
It's Idaho's Go-Go Talk Show, IFAF, Idaho Falls.
Ooh, that's got a lot of energy to it, huh?
Super cute.
Yeah, that one's fun.
You may have noticed that the theme this episode is road trip.
Yes.
Because it's episode 76, mm-hmm. and you may recognize the custom t-shirt I got just for this one episode.
You bought that like months in advance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I love the logo so much. Who doesn't love orange and blue?
It's always fun.
Go
like Tide.
Broncos. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sports.
That's the two genders, Broncos and Tide.
So, and yeah, they're a popular gas station on the West Coast, and I think South, some East Coast.
Right.
But that's what we're doing. Episode 76, baby.
Why not?
And since we're in the 70s, you know, all the images are sort of 70s themed.
Yeah, I was saying that. I dug that.
Yeah.
I think like, that's a fun little way of doing things.
What came out in 1976, mm-hmm. I think the... Well, Apple and Microsoft were both incorporated. Mm-hmm. I don't know when the Apple II Plus came out. Was it 76? It may have been.
Oh.
Anyway.
Interesting. I will say, I'm really hoping that you do something Polly Pocket themed when we hit the 90s. Mm, mm. Yeah.
Heel year.
Yeah. Because I love me a Polly Pocket.
Let's talk about the saga of, I'm just going to call him JLG.
Okay.
So not this past weekend, but the one before, when our show was already done and just waiting to launch, a guy went on the Life in Idaho Falls Facebook page.
Oh, I remember this one.
And what is it with middle-aged men that take a selfie from down here? The phone's down here in their lap. So they're doing the double chin thing. It's the most unflattered. We've talked about angles before.
Right, right. I feel like it's just laziness.
Yeah.
You know,
his phone's already there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and also the audacity of a man I'm assuming accidentally open his front facing camera and be like, yeah, that's all right. I can't imagine a single woman opening her front facing camera and being like, that's a good angle to take a picture from. I'm going to snap a couple.
Yeah.
You know?
What kind of insane person uses the camera to update their Facebook profile photo, you know?
I mean, depends on what you mean.
Take the picture first.
Right. Okay, that's fair. Yes.
Lighten it up. Adjust it. Filter
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
Then
that's
throw
fair.
It up to Facebook, you animal.
Yeah, put your best foot forward, not your, you know, downward angle foot.
But it wasn't just the photo he posted. It was the fact that it was basically a booty call.
Well, and it's so funny because not only is he lazy in his photo taking, he's also lazy in his quest to find someone to be intimate with.
We've got the screenshots. We're not going to post them. I don't want to humiliate him any further. Mm-hmm. So then the Life in Idaho Falls admins, either admin account or Barbara or Coleman, commented on the post saying, hey guys, we just let this one through. Just going to see what happens. And come to find out, somebody pretty quickly ran his digits. Mm-hmm. And his name he's using on Facebook through the National Sex Offender Registry.
Which I kind of thought that if you were a sex offender, you can't have a social media.
I wonder about that.
Maybe it depends on what your crime is.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And I know it's a 30-year-old conviction.
Yeah.
Because okay. I looked him up too. But lots of people flooded the post just like, you know, it's a bold strategy. Good yeah. luck.
I did like the memes. There were a couple of folks with some jokey jokes in there that I did really appreciate. Yeah.
Once the Life in Idaho Falls admins found out about all of that mess, they deleted the post and banned the user, I believe.
Right.
But the bizarre thing is Then somehow people were still getting Instagram requests from the guy.
Yikes.
Maybe it was coincidental.
Yikes.
But I'm just so proud of and so grateful for the admins of that particular Facebook group. I asked if it was okay that I said their names. It's two people, and I'm driving toward a point here, but first let me give you a little history on these people. Mm-hmm. Barbara is a mortgage broker.
Oh.
And owns a meat brokerage, Summerhill Meats, I believe.
Okay, very cool.
Coleman is a full-time firefighter and a personal trainer.
Okay, that's super cool.
They're both here in Idaho Falls.
Does he appear in any calendars?
You should check out his Facebook profile. Yeah. Bro is cut.
Okay.
And apparently he can get you that way too.
All right.
Yeah.
You go, Cole.
Like he's competition level cut.
Oh, wow.
And tan in at least one of his photos.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
Admirable. He's in the Air National Guard.
I don't know if he could get me there, but I'm sure you can do that with a lot of other folks.
He serves monthly in Boise. He's been deployed several times. So anyway, the point I want... Oh, and both Barbara and Coleman have worked in law enforcement.
Oh, cool.
As 911 police dispatchers.
Ooh, that's got to be a tough job.
So they kind of know their shit when it comes to legal things.
Well, and I was also going to say, what good training for moderating a Facebook group? Because I guarantee you probably haven't seen anything as bad as you did in that job.
Yeah.
You know?
But she said, you know, she wanted me to keep it kind of vague, so I actually didn't write anything down. I'm just doing this from memory, but they've been contacted by law enforcement.
Okay.
A few times.
Really?
About certain individuals and their activities on that page. And just the things they have to go through on the daily, by the hour, to bring you that kind of mostly high quality entertainment.
Yeah.
Is astonishing. And right. I'm sure she didn't tell me all the stories, but I just want to point something out that I would say the two most powerful people in East Idaho media ain't on TV and they ain't on a clickbait news website.
Right.
They are the admins of the Life in Idaho Falls Facebook group.
Yeah, I could totally see that.
So as a pair and as a page, Barbara Coleman and Life in Idaho Falls, open parenthesis, SE Idaho, close parenthesis, you are IFAF this week. Crisp high five, 21 finger gun salute, and chef's kiss.
To you. Thank you so much for taking care of all of the mess of that page so we don't have to.
And so as part of our tribute to them, we want to mention something they wrote in the group this week. Please, please, all caps, please, for the love of all that is holy, we don't need to hear about your bad experience in the drive-thru. Piggyback drama posts in response to other drama posts are annoying. And for the love of all things potato, stop hiring unlicensed contractors.
Yeah, that last one's kind of on you, babe.
Since last week's Idaho trivia went so well,
yeah.
How about some more?
Sure, why not?
Idaho trivia. The U.S. Navy's submarine bases are some of the most high-security installations in the world, but one of their most important and shadowy submarine outposts isn't located in the ocean, but in landlocked Idaho, 375 miles away.
Interesting. Okay.
In Bayview. Now, you may know that as the home of Lake, looks like it's spelled Pend Oriel, pronounced Pondere.
Yeah.
The ARD Bayview in the Navy's Lower Key Subsurface Area 51 and the massive lake is a water-based, smaller, and more outsider-friendly Nellis Range complex, basically.
Interesting.
And I had lunch with a friend over the holidays who works there.
Oh, interesting.
And I guess what
did he spill all the secrets to you?
No. No, but he did give me this published news article.
Okay, fair.
To refer to.
Right.
So I just thought that was funny that this is in a landlocked state.
Right.
In Idaho.
So like Aquatic Area 51.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're probably like developing some new stuff out there too, I would assume.
That's what I would assume.
Right.
Like, and if you've watched Ancient Aliens, you've heard about USOs, unidentified submersible objects.
Right.
Some that come straight out in the ocean.
Uh-huh.
I guess Christopher Columbus supposedly saw one.
I mean, there was a reason that they had like Krakens drawn on old maps and stuff, you know. People believed in sea monsters.
But the buddy I had lunch with who works there gave me this news article that says the lake's depth, it's deeper than Loch Ness, large size, clear water, quiet conditions, provided by steep tree-lined shores and a flat, muddy bottom, along with a constant chilly temperature under 100 feet.
Okay, interesting.
So after you get down past 100 feet, it's the same temperature year-round.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And I guess they're testing out submarines on like a scale, like a one-third or two-thirds scale.
Uh-huh.
To see how they're going to fare.
In the actual ocean.
Yeah.
Huh.
Crazy.
I mean, I have to assume that there are probably some factors that the ocean has that this landlocked lake doesn't. But overall, that seems like a pretty good way of doing things.
Later in this episode, in the AI song, you're going to hear the phrase, podunk sticks. And Idaho sometimes gets a hard time for being the podunk sticks. But if you think about it, we had the first city powered by atomic energy, Arco, Idaho. We had the first pilot to identify flying saucers was a pilot from Idaho flying by Mount Rainier.
Sure.
And then we've got this naval base here.
Right. And also we're the birthplace of television.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Philo T. Farnsworth, look it up.
We kind of do a lot here.
So.
And we have some damn good potatoes. And you know what? That's important too.
We also have the potatoes. Go to any Five Guys. Chances are their potatoes that day will be from somewhere
in McDonald's Idaho. Exclusively uses Idaho russet potatoes.
That's right.
I actually think it's really brilliant that they're doing all of this stuff in a landlocked state in some random lake. Because then, not only can they control their environment a little bit more, but also, it's a lot harder for other people to come in and see what we're up to there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, kind of like Area 51, where they've got it all fenced off and people can't get in. You know, it makes sense that they, you know, created a situation where they could control for that better than if it were in the ocean.
Who knows what kind of government technology lurks 200 feet below the surface of Lake Ponderay, Idaho.
Yeah, and no one ever can because the spies would have to go through land or air. They can't go by sea.
Lots of luck, China.
Yeah, and we've got a much better hold on those things because water is deep and scary, and there's lots of crazy stuff in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they're one-third scale, I don't know who's piloting them.
I mean,
maybe the Grays.
Well, but also,
who are 3.5 to 4 feet tall.
Well, but also, if it's like a three-man submarine, but it's a one-third scale, then it's a one-man submarine.
No billionaires going down there that we know of.
I mean, you never know. We have no idea what's going on there.
Right. PlayStation controllers, James Cameron, all sorts of wacky shit. Do you know when the billionaires died in that tragic submarine accident?
Right.
That some people don't think was too tragic, but I do because it's a loss of human life. But when that imploded, the body's pain response was probably like, I don't know, I'm going to get the milliseconds wrong here, but like 150 milliseconds. And it only took 50 milliseconds for the thing to implode completely.
Right.
So they didn't feel a thing.
Yeah.
They were there 1 minute and playing the harp the next.
Crazy. Well, and that whole thing ended up like the size of a baseball, right?
There's your morbidity for the day.
I heard about it.
Courtesy of IFAF.
Ooh, yikes.
Last week, Mayor Rebecca Casper delivered her annual State of the City address.
Always exciting.
Yeah.
Very, very, very exciting.
Carly, can you believe the very first thing she did was thank us?
Yes. I mean, can you blame her?
We want to recognize our gracious hosts, the Greater Idaho Falls Association of Realtors. Thank you for providing such a lovely venue and hosting us today.
So us meaning the local Realtors Association.
Of course. What else would we have meant?
Of which we are proud members. If you need to sell your home this spring, summer, let us know. 208-970-8250. Mike Helps Idaho, Lincoln Post. We'd be happy to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's also her last year in office.
Yeah. Can you believe?
On a personal note, I'm entering into my 12th year, and it's my final year of service as mayor. Therefore, this will be my last formal State of the City address. And as you might imagine, preparing for these remarks has made me a little bit reflective. And so one of the things that I ask myself is, why do I love Idaho Falls? The reasons are too numerous to count. But I will tell you this. One of my love languages is action, acts of service. And like many of you, I show my love for Idaho Falls by giving my time to this community. Something interesting about service is that the inverse is also true. You can show love through service, a love language, but the inverse is true. If you want to love something, serve it.
So I really like what you said there. If you love something, serve it.
Yeah, I think we try to do that.
I kind of feel like in some small way here on IFAF, we do serve the community.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, thank you and welcome to all of our new friends from Reddit, some of which did say that they wouldn't even know what was going on in the city if it weren't for us. So
then she moves on to public transportation.
GIFT, G-I-F-T, Greater Idaho Falls Transit. GIFT has proven to be one of the best initiatives we have ever launched. Since its inception, GIFT has provided 234,000 rides, including 91,000 in 2024 alone. Over 40,000 of those rides directly benefited seniors, and more than 3,000 served U.S. veterans. The average wait time for the on-demand rides has hit a record low of 16 minutes, but you also have the option of scheduling it, and if you schedule, then it should be on time. The scheduled rides boast an impressive 98% on-time rate, and the service continues to grow steadily. GIFT's customer satisfaction speaks volumes. They have a 4.8 star average rating. This success has attracted key community sponsorships, but they still need more. The sponsorships help to keep costs down. Right now, the average price for a ride is $4. In 2024, GIFT earned multiple grants and awards, including a safety grant that funded safe holiday rides, and then that supported first responders, right? There were fewer drivers on the road who shouldn't have been on the road. But the crowning achievement of last year was GIFT's induction into the Idaho Transportation Department's Hall of Fame for innovation in public transit. So moving on to the airport. In 2024, we made exciting progress at IDA. Now, the official name is Idaho Falls Regional Airport, but IDA is that three-letter sign that they use for identifying our airport, so I just call it IDA all the time.
Yeah, if you don't know your airport codes, it makes it a lot harder to Google when you're planning a flight.
Yes.
You should know your airport codes.
Yeah.
Or at least the major ones around us, you know, DEN for Denver, SEA for SeaTac. Isn't Salt Lake SLC?
Yes.
I know that LA is LAX.
Yep. Yep.
ORD, Chicago, ATL, Atlanta.
Or at the very least, know how to Google it.
DFW, Dallas, Fort Worth, all the major hubs. You just end up learning anyway.
Right.
Alaska Airlines added a year-round flight to Seattle in 2024, and United did the same for a Denver route. So we already had existing routes, but they added additional flights. Larger planes now serve some of Delta's Salt Lake City routes. And so now you might be able to fit something in the overhead baggage compartment. Allegiant will begin offering year-round service to Portland this year. And Allegiant is also going to launch twice weekly flights to Denver. So if you like the Allegiant model and those rates, you have a few more options here. All of this growth comes with some challenges. Our airport is overdue for some very significant upgrades. Behind the scenes, staff work in cramped spaces that are ill-suited for the volume of luggage that they have to process. The lobby needs to be enlarged to accommodate more ticket counters and office space. There are some significant but hidden structural elements like ductwork and support beams that have to be addressed as we do this next phase of expansion. We're going to go ahead and start the not very sexy infrastructure upgrades this spring. So you will see some construction going on. Just don't expect anything flashy out of it. Let's move on to Pancarry Bridge. A quarter of our population, it said, uses Pancarry Bridge and lives on the west side there. So many of you were probably impacted. Pancarry Bridge received some much needed maintenance and upgrades in 2024. We were able to fund that with a State of Idaho grant for $2.8 million. The sidewalk widening improvements on the north side of the structure are going to be tended to this spring, summer. But when it's done, those sidewalks will not be narrow and scary. I remember once getting on there because I had a baby in back and I was driving on it and thinking, I'm going to go off the road.
Yeah, they're going to widen those sidewalks on Pancarry so you won't have terrifying traffic coming at you or from behind you wondering if you're going to go off the sidewalk like she did.
Probably a good thing.
She talked about the Meppen Canal.
We dedicated the Meppen Canal Trail System this past summer. That provides over 2 miles of multi-use pathway between the Idaho Canal pathway all the way to 25th East near the College of Eastern Idaho.
And then, of course, the Water Tower.
Nobody's ever heard of the Water Tower project, I'm sure. But in 2025, we will complete construction of the new Water Tower and put it into use. Coinciding with that will be the respectful demolition and thoughtful commemoration of the existing tower. If that's something you love, and we heard that a lot of people loved the existing tower, plan to show your love for that tower several times over this coming year.
So it sounds like they are going to demolish the old water tower.
Yeah. You know, I feel a little heartbroken by that because I feel like we got teased a little before. Because it seemed like someone had said that they were going to do something special with it.
Well, they are having an art installation that's going to pay homage to not just this water tower, but the other water towers from the last, what was it, 110 years?
Right, but no one cares about those. This is the only good one.
And she alluded to more.
Yeah.
Then she talks about Idaho Falls Fiber.
The city's community-owned fiber network reached a major milestone in 2024 with the completion of its citywide build-out. We are no longer constructing the infrastructure needed for fiber. What started as a pilot project, which was announced in October of 2019, has in under 5 years covered the entire city, making it the largest open access network in Idaho. So if you want Idaho Falls Fiber service, you just have to make a phone call and get scheduled to get connected. Nobody has to build anything to bring it to you because we've built it already.
We highly recommend Idaho Falls Fiber and we highly recommend QuickNet, QWK.net. My friend Quinn over there has been at it for 30 years or more.
Right.
Before QuickNet even existed, He knows his stuff and he is dedicated. They're the best local provider by far, in our humble opinion. And let's face it, our opinion is never humble. Let's move on to Idaho Falls Power.
In 2024, Idaho Falls Power secured $3 million in grant funding from DOE, the Department of Energy, to expand EV infrastructure in Idaho Falls. This spring, we're going to construct 16 DC fast charging stations. That's nice if you're in a hurry. And 8 level 2, those are the regular stations. And we're going to do that at 4 key locations throughout the city. Increasingly, people who buy hybrids and electric vehicles will get online and try to figure out where can they stop. And we're going to have even more stops to offer them. Idaho Falls Power is also investing $44 million in the peaking plant and research park that we're building out on property that the city owns on Iona Road. The peaking plant is a power generation facility that will deliver 17.5 megawatts of on-demand energy during peak usage times. It saves us from having to go out on the open market and buy energy when we're peaking, everybody else is, and the price is peaking. Now we're going to be able to produce our own peaking energy, and it saves us from having to pay top dollar anymore. It'll pay for itself in a very short amount of time. The facility will be wholly owned by Idaho Falls Power customers and ratepayers. Public power is what that's called. We own it. I love public power because we don't have to pay dividends to shareholders. Construction began this past August, and the plant is expected to be in operation before the end of this year.
Here she is on the IFPD and the IFFD.
Moving on to public safety. The police department had some milestones this year. As many of you know, they moved into their new building on Northgate Mile this past year. This is the first standalone police facility in the 160-year history of the city. Not only did the project come in on time and under budget, you gotta love that, it's also an award-winning building. The IFPD received the bronze medal from Police One for the design of the building. I'll move on to the fire department. One of the coolest and most moving moments in 2024 was dedicating the 9/11 memorial at fire station number one. And I love the feeling of reflection when you go there and you see this beautiful sort of wall of water. And so if you haven't gone, I invite you to visit that memorial. In the coming year, the IFFD expects to break ground on a new station that'll be called station number six, and it'll be located just off of 15th East. I think the street that's just off of that is called Spitfire. Ha ha, fire station on Spitfire.
And Leslie Knope and Ron Swanson and the whole crew from Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec is always one of the city's busiest departments. The sun never goes down on the Parks and Rec department. This year was no exception. Progress was made on several fronts. They rebuilt the Toppets Park tennis courts from the dirt on up. They purchased pickleball courts for off-season use in the ice arena. They replaced the hardwood gymnasium floor in the rec center. They placed sod and broke ground on restrooms at Heritage Park. They built and opened the ADA restroom at the all-access playground in Toppets Park. And the same kinds of things will continue happening in 2025. Traffic flow in Toppets Park will be improved. The Funland Log Hut will be open to the public, offering a side of nostalgia with your burgers and fries. Additional canal trails will be built and the Toppets Park perimeter pathway will be opened. The zoo's Hamilton building, they've been remodeling that for a few years. But when it opens and you hear about it, take the kids or the grandkids. They're going to love it. It feels like a Disney theme experience there. Parks and Rec staff decorated downtown for the holiday season. They also put a lot of effort into trying to enhance the downtown tree lighting ceremony. This year's was the best ever, in my opinion. And then also, the second annual UTV Light Parade was a raging success again this year. We had many more participants, and it emerged as one of the largest UTV light parades in the country. And I'm thinking, how many UTV light parades are there in the country?
Wasn't the UTV Light Parade just so baller this year?
It was pretty cool.
And huge, hundreds. 400? Ish.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Hallmark Channel Christmas movie. If you do another one based in Idaho Falls, you gotta have this in it.
Yeah, that feels quintessentially Idaho Falls.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's one of those, why didn't we think of this before?
Yeah, maybe then they won't have to constantly keep saying the name of the city.
Uh-huh. And by the way, if you're hearing any of these things and you're thinking, where'd we get the money? She mentions a lot of federal grants that we got, like for the airport.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, like we're getting a lot of help here. Mm-hmm. Same with public library.
The Idaho Falls Public Library celebrated the 10th anniversary in 2024 of the very popular Extreme Book Nerd programs. They have them for both the youth and the adults. And I love this little fact, and that is that even in this electronic age, usage of our library continues to increase. Every year I read this and I'm thinking, how? But we had a 12.6% increase in circulation of library materials in 2024. In 2025, the library is going to open a drive-through pickup for library materials, making it even easier for parents to swing by on the way to or from work. So if you've got a bunch of kids in the car and you don't want to get them all out and into the library because you'll never get them back into the car to go home, you can just go through the drive-thru, get your big bag of kid books, and keep driving.
A drive-thru library pickup is brilliant, by the way.
Another one of those, why didn't we think of this before?
Yeah.
Ideas.
So smart.
And then I love that she mentions this.
Idaho Falls broke into the top 10 in the Milken Institute's Best Performing Small Cities Index. You see that prior to 2020, we were 64th, 69th, 64th, 24th. We were, as you can see from this, number one in 2021, 23, and 24. But in 22, we dropped out of number one and went to fifth. And we just got the results yesterday. We have moved to third place for this year. The number one slot this year went to Gainesville, Georgia. And that's a city that has been in the top 10 way longer than Idaho Falls. And they've never been number one. They've always been hovering in the top 10. But they finally had their day. So why do we care about a ranking? As my dad would say, there are a lot of two-bit rankings out there. Anyone can make a list to sell a magazine.
Did the mayor just unintentionally throw shade at the Post Register Reader's Choice Awards and Best of Greater Idaho Falls Awards by saying anyone can make a list to sell magazines?
It kind of seemed like it to me. Oof.
Thought so. We're not the only ones.
Yeah.
But the Milken research is highly substantive, and it's based on solid measurable indicators like labor market performance, GDP, high-tech industries, households with broadband, affordable housing, income equality or inequality, community resilience. The research is premised on the assumption that cities are the economic engines for this country. And that's something I wholeheartedly believe, and I wish more state legislators appreciated that. Our ranking, I think we fell because between 2022 and 2023, we fell in one of the categories all the way to 158th. And that category was wage growth. Wage growth slowed in Idaho Falls significantly in that time frame. And that really, you know, dragged down our total.
Did you hear that, local employers? Because I'm pretty sure what the mayor just said is we could be number one in the Milken Institute Best Performing Small Cities Index, mm-hmm. like we were in 21, 22, and 23, but you're not paying our laborers enough.
You know, I think that's exactly what you heard, Mike. That sounds right to me.
Let's catch up. If you pay more, they will come.
Right,
see
right.
How that works?
Well, and rent and mortgages sure aren't the same as they were in the 90s either.
And then she closes with this.
So my fellow citizens, as I say, every year, and at least I've said it every year since 2017, the state of our city is strong, and Idaho Falls' future continues to be very bright. And I couldn't be more proud to be a part of this great community. Thank you for letting me have this opportunity to serve the city that I love.
Idaho Falls Mayor Rebecca Casper, well done. Her final State of the City address. We just love you so much. We fully support you. Thank you for all of your acts of service.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned earlier. Well done, thou good and faithful public servant. What's coming up this weekend?
Well, we've got a couple things. So first off, Thursday, January 23rd, is Jordan B. Peterson's An Evening to Transform Your Life at the Mountain America Center. It looks like the Auditorium on Broadway is having a free day on my birthday, which is Saturday, January 25th. That's going to be going on from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., courtesy of Teton Auto Group. Thank you for that, by the way. I know kids go absolutely feral in there and have such a good time. So I think it's great that they're making sure that kids can go there for free.
Is Buddy the dog going to be there?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
I have to assume. I mean, if you're going to have kids, you got to have Buddy the dog.
Yeah.
And then also, here's a reminder that the 13th annual Driggs Snowscapes is happening today through Saturday. So if you love snow sculptures, make sure you go.
We promise that your car will heat up and you'll be nice and toasty warm. On the 90-mile drive to Driggs.
Now is the perfect time to go, though, since it's going to be, it's not like they're going to be melting in front of you.
Right.
Yeah.
And now we're not going to be here this weekend because we are taking a special birthday trip, speaking of your birthday.
I'm very excited.
To Salt Lake City. So we're finally going to go see the Book of Mormon.
We'll have to tell you all about it. I kid you not, I bought opera glasses just for the occasion, and I'm so excited to use them.
We wanted to see it in Salt Lake, you know, for obvious reasons.
Right. Yeah.
The irony, the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have a full review of that next episode. We'll leave you with this balloon firefighter.
Wow, that's quite the hose he's got there, isn't it?
At the Ammon Icy Inferno Saturday night. Thanks to our buddy Clay at Clay Kamek Photography for this footy. Go follow his Facebook page, link in post. We're playing this back at 6x speed so you can take it all in and wait for the fireworks too.
Make sure you like and subscribe on your favorite platform.
And enjoy this AI song, Stay Fresh Cheese Bags.
Toodaloo, my dudes.
Red wines all the way from Ashton to Preston. Sweatpants or suits, whatever you're dressed in. Hop in your ride and get your kicks off. FAS 76. Rolling down the road with Mike and Carly. Infotainment delivered bizarrely. Up our sleeves a couple of tricks. Here on episode 76. Cruising with the podcast for Idaho Falls. The one with the pair of Neanderthals. From the big towns out to the podunk sticks. It's FAS 76. And give it a tap. Cool cats, sly dogs, groovy dudes and chicks. All digging episode 76.